You guys, we finally meet Kim's surrogate. Chloe is having a girl. We're so excited for her. And Courtney and Scott talk boundaries again. Please stay tuned. We are talking about the finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, season 14.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's kind of like sentimental. This is like the finale.
It is. The finale of a great season. It was a really great season.
Yes. It has been an amazing season. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're so excited. Like I said, we're going to be talking about Kim's surrogate. We haven't really seen much of her. She was on the show tonight. Of course, Chloe has revealed that she's having a girl.
Congratulations, Chloe. So happy.
I know. And of course, Courtney and Scott have their little talk about boundaries. It seems like they always have the same conversation, but we're going to be discussing all of that and more tonight on the finale recap of Keeping Up the Kardashians. But afterwards, don't go anywhere because we're going to be having tea time, which is our lovely news and gossip section, which I honestly live for each week.
Me too, always.
But of course, I'm joined by my lovely co-panelists, and I'm so excited. Howard III is here, and Rachel Robillard.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Yes, I'm Dakota T. Jones. Let's get started, you guys. This is going to be so much fun. Before we start, I just want to know your guys' general thoughts of this episode.
I didn't realize, I know it was the finale, but it didn't come off as a big banger of a finale, I feel. But it was great knowing the gender. We did know Chloe's gender. She's having a girl. And Kylie made her first appearance all season.
Yes.
So I guess it was like, okay, they did have great, you know, moments in the finale. But I guess maybe it's just I just don't want it to be over. Maybe that's why I have this the negative, like, oh, was it really the finale?
I just
don't want it to end. But we'll have another season coming soon.
Of course. What about you, Howard?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I liked the season finale. I don't think it was one of the best out of the bunch of the seasons. But I did like that Chloe revealed the gender of the baby. And of course, seeing Kylie, just like you said. And I thought it was a pretty good episode.
Yeah.
One of my favorite finales of Keeping Up with the Kardashians was when we got to hear Kim was pregnant with Saint, I believe. Saint was that she's like, oh, by the way, I'm pregnant. And it was like, what? So I was kind of hoping for, you know, a big what.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess exactly. We got the gender of the baby, which is exciting for Chloe. And can we talk about that? How she was not very happy with the gender reveal. She wanted a boy.
I know. She really did want a boy. And it's kind of like she was just very kind of awkward and kind of just like disappointed. And like,
extremely disappointed.
Like, why did Kylie have to be the one to tell
her? Right? Exactly. You were telling when we were watching that. Like, why exactly? Go on with what your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, oh, I had this all figured out. Basically, Kylie wanted to be the one to tell Chloe because then afterwards she was going to say, oh, and by the way, I'm pregnant too.
Right.
But it didn't make sense because Kylie was just kind of the one, hey, by the way, you're having a girl, instead of the doctor calling Chloe. And so, you know, Kylie wanted to be involved, I guess, which is great. But I don't know. And just seeing Chloe's face, and she was just so disappointed. It just seems so awkward. But I think it was kind of nice, though. After a while, it seemed like she was okay with it and, like, she was excited. But it took her a while. But I thought it was really cute how she surprised Tristan with, like, all those pink balloons.
Yeah, that was cute.
But it was an awkward situation. And I felt, what's going to happen is she... You know, even if I was disappointed, if I'm on a show, I'm probably going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy, and then worry about it later. But, like, everyone looks at her now like, Chloe, like, why are you so disappointed? Like, you've wanted to keep for
fun.
So long, you know?
Maybe because she just had in her mind, like, boy, 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 I'm having a boy. I'm having all this motion sickness, or, you know, morning sickness. I'm having all these signs that points to a boy. I'm going to have a boy. So when she has a girl or finds out she's having a girl, it's like, dang.
I know.
My mind was set up. I was looking at nurseries. You know, decorated the room. Boy.
I know. Yeah. And I thought that, you know, gender test that Courtney performed with the ring and the strand of Kim's hair had to have been legit, you know? We all thought she was going to be having a girl. You know, I was thinking, okay, well, Courtney knows what she's doing, you know?
Right.
But that wasn't the case.
No. To me, that came off a little bogus.
I know.
I don't know how much of that I believe.
And then did you see, like, Courtney is moving her hand
slightly?
Yeah, I was
like, Court, you're totally moving your hand a little more than normal.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But speaking of Kim, I actually wanted to talk about how she didn't really want to talk about the surrogate in the beginning. She almost seemed kind of awkward. Like, well, I don't think I really want a baby shower. I'm not going to have a registry. And she just seemed kind of like, I'm going to get some, you know... What was it, towels for the baby? But she didn't really want to shop around for the baby
or
that much.
Or have a baby shower. Courtney was talking about why haven't we started playing a baby shower for your new baby? And Kim was like, is that really necessary? It just doesn't, I'm not pregnant, so why go on with the baby shower if you can't physically see I'm pregnant? But Courtney's response was, well, your baby showers are to celebrate birth of your new one. So it's, you know, I feel like she deserves a baby shower. Yeah. She should totally do a baby shower.
I wonder why they didn't show, because we saw that she did do a baby shower.
She did do a baby shower.
Why didn't they kind of sneak that part in there?
Right? I thought that would be more finale-esque rather than going to San Francisco.
And I think, honestly, with this show, I love it so much, but the thing that kind of ruins it a little bit sometimes is the fact that we know everything that happened in because of social media for like 3 months in advance. Like, I really think that the ratings would have just been crazy off the wall if they would have revealed Chloe's pregnancy on the show, not on social media, and Kylie's pregnancy on the show and not on social media. Because, yes, it was great for Instagram. I'm sure Instagram loved it. All the press and promo was going on there.
Right.
But the show is, like, their show. You feel like that's more personal to them. And if they got to say it exactly how they wanted to and edit it exactly how they wanted to and present it to the world, it would have been more effective and people would have tuned in. But I don't know. That's the only part that I was disappointed about this season, because I felt like they really could have done something special with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, whenever they told everybody at that point, we all knew and we were kind of like, oh, this is old news.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is the difference that the show has had over the past 10 years, because before, we always found out what right on the show what was going on. Now we already know, and it kind of ruins it a little bit.
We do.
I think it's because, you know, modern day technology, like, we see everything now first, social media. So it's kind of harder nowadays, I think, to really keep it under wraps. Because when they were first starting out, like, even, like, season 5 or something, we didn't have, Twitter wasn't this big.
No, at all.
Snapchat wasn't doing it like it's doing it now. So they were able to hide everything. But nowadays, because we want so much from them, they can't hide everything like they used to.
And weren't we like so surprised though whenever we found out that she was going to be having North? We were like,
right? Yeah. That was the biggest surprise, right?
I think Kim told Chloe or someone in the car. They like got in the car and like at nighttime and met up and like she told, and we were all like freaking out. That was just so amazing. And so like I miss that kind of excitement sometimes. But I do like how it seems like over the past season and a half they really tried to liven things up and kind of do silly funny things instead of being so serious all the time. But I did like that. But
I noticed what they are trying to incorporate social media and Instagram within the episodes, because I was scrolling through my feed today and a little bit during the show that they're like, tune in to see the gender reveal. Like, it's and then you'll like tune in to see. So they are trying to use social media to encourage other people to tune in and to continue watching. But I feel like it was kind of leaked before and people just kind of knew that. But I feel exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I feel like everyone's having a girl. Because Kylie had a girl.
Yeah.
Chloe's having a girl.
Chicago. All girls these past. Rain's been the boy.
Yeah.
The last boy. So.
But I was so. The thing that I was really excited about this episode, I was not expecting at all, was the reveal of the surrogate. We finally got to hear her voice. Of course, they protected her identity.
I think they did a great job doing that. Just filming the back of her head, but you still got to hear her voice, and she sounded so genuine and loving. I don't, obviously we don't know too much about her, but just how she was portrayed in this episode.
Yeah.
She's like really wholesome girl.
Yeah, her name's Lorena, and I wanted to ask you guys, did you think Howard, whenever she was talking about how this was strictly business and that she didn't even want to like hold the baby after it was born because that was the mother's job, did you respect that? Did you think she was very straightforward and knew her role in this whole thing?
Definitely, and I respect that she knew her role. Mm-hmm. You know, with surrogates, sometimes you may get a crazy one who'd be like, oh no, this is my baby too.
Right.
I want to take the baby home. I want to see the baby, like all this. I respected that she was like, listen, this is a job. You're paying me $100,000, you know.
Curious how much she's actually being paid.
Exactly. I love how she was like, I know what I'm here for. No baby bonding. No, you know, extra visits. I think it was great that Kim even allowed her in to, like, meet the family, because Kim didn't even have to do that.
Yep.
And she, the surrogate, probably wouldn't have been okay with that. So I love that she just knew, like, I'm doing my job. I'm giving you this blessing as a child because you can't carry the child at this moment. And, you know, I'm out of your hair.
Yeah. Wow. I thought it was cool. I thought that she was very respectful and just seemed like a really great person. I do wonder how many times she's done this or will do this in the future, because she's like, I would do it over and over and over again. Yeah,
and it seems like she had done it before. It seems like this is her second time. She said she had she has two boys.
Of her own.
Of her own, and then did it before currently, or with Kim.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, I feel like it's scary, because after a while, like, if you have so many children, like, that takes a big toll on your body. And if it's not even your baby, like, she has to be careful for her own safety and for her own health. But on a lighter note, it was so fun whenever the sisters went to San Francisco and they got to visit Alcatraz, which was really interesting. And also the whole, like, in the dark dungeon thing, and they're like, let's really experience how spooky it is. And then Kim's like, hey guys, I just wanted everyone to see how spooky I'm in the dungeon. And it was just like, Kim.
And then Courtney is like, can you turn off your light so we can experience it fully dark?
I know.
She goes, oh, yeah.
And then what did you guys think of Courtney dragging her feet all the time and being on the phone and being distracted and not really giving her full attention to her sisters? Did you think that was annoying? Gosh.
Yeah, I could see how that's annoying, incredibly annoying. But also, she has so many kids and, you know, the baby daddy drama. And yep. I feel like out of all the Kardashians, Courtney has a lot more to deal with, mm-hmm. with all that. So yeah. I can, you know, if you got to be on the phone, you got to be on the phone. I understand. Mm. But
I don't know. I don't know. I thought it was very annoying. It's one thing to be on the phone with your nanny. It's another thing to be on the phone with your friend.
Yeah.
And to me, they kept saying Sarah and Larza, and these are your homegirls. You're here with your sisters. Not only are you here with your sisters, but you're late to dinner. You're yep. late to getting ready because you want to talk on the phone. Mm. Talk on the phone when we get back from dinner. Like, yeah. Courtney was annoying me.
See, Rachel, we love you so much, but I'm going to have to disagree with you. I really am because I think that when they're filming the show, that's their job.
Exactly.
And they've signed up for this. They know that whenever it's time to film, the cameras are out. And for her to be on the phone and be like, do you mind to not film this conversation? It was like, okay, Courtney, like, you need to get yourself together. You're here for this reason, to film for this show. And you can have your own phone calls on your personal time, but right now you're on the clock.
Exactly.
That's what I thought.
That's what I said, too.
But it's also real, so if she's going to want to answer her phone, she's not going to, you know,
answer your phone, but know that you're on the clock.
Yep.
It's a quick, like, hey, girl, I'm, you know, filming.
Let me call you back.
Right. Yeah. I'm working right now. Can I just call you back? Or, hey, it's important. Okay, I can give you, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Let me step away to the bathroom, take my mic off. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I'm back. It seemed like every time they were there, she was on her phone. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, film your little, you know, 3-hour segment, go on the phone, then come back.
Yeah. Rachel, something I wanted to ask you, though, is we've talked about this before a while back. We were kind of talking about Eunice and, like, is mm-hmm. he legit? Is he actually with her for the right reasons? Or mm-hmm. is he just kind of, like, some, you know, side piece, side candy
some
type
side
of thing?
Piece, yeah, like rebound.
Yeah. What like, did you think, though, about him showing up to her pretty little thing premiere
I love
launch.
That. I think that was the right thing to do. You go, Eunice. I think that was so adorable. And they just have so much chemistry. You can just see, like, we don't see him a lot in the show. I think this is actually the first time we have seen him. Mm-hmm. Actually, this is the second new face we've seen all season. Yeah. And, you know, that being Kylie, and then now Eunice comes. Still want to see Sophia. I want to see Sophia. I almost said Nicole. Sophia. Right? Yeah,
no,
she's saying Sophie. Yeah,
yeah
he's saying
Sophie. Sophia. Yeah. I think that would be interesting to get her on the show. But it was interesting. We were talking because Kylie was in this night in tonight's episode.
Right.
And she hasn't revealed on the show yet that she's pregnant. And she just kind of offhandedly kind of mentioned it. It wasn't like a big
reveal.
She's
like, we're a month apart.
Yeah.
Very casually. Exactly. All you heard was, like, yeah, we're about a month apart. And then Chloe and I are 3 months. And that's when I was like, oh, she's talking about her bun in the oven.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Exactly. She never really said it to the camera.
It was very interesting.
I wish she would have said a little bit more to the camera.
I thought, I was hoping she'd say a little more. Like, hey, by the way, y'all, I am pregnant. Yeah. Like, yeah, we know that, but come on. How are we going to see, you know? Like, just a little more. It's your show, too.
Especially since you guys have hit this, you know, secret. She could have been like, oh, by the way, kind of gave me a confessional.
Mm-hmm. Like, gave us a confessional.
Yes. Like, I'm pregnant. I'm so happy, blah, blah, blah. But it's just, we skipped right over that.
Exactly.
I feel like that should have been the biggest reveal for the finale.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like that should have been very much
involved. Especially since this is only like her first or second time even being
seen. Yeah. Yeah.
And then they teased it a little bit when Chris was like, oh, when Kylie was on the phone saying this girl was trying to take photos of me.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, there should have been something right there. Like, you should have said, okay, there's a situation, you know, just anything. Right.
Yep. I'm hoping to see more of her on the show because I think now that she's finally publicly told everyone, like, let's get you back on the show. Exactly. We loved seeing you. Like, she went from being the biggest thing in the entire world to still being a really huge household name that everyone talks about. But she's starting to share more on social media. Mm-hmm. And
she is starting to share.
But I don't know. But in the end, that is the finale, you guys. We are really sad, but we're hoping that, I mean, obviously there's going to be a season 15. We're not sure when it's going to air yet. Right. But we will also be here even without Keeping Up with Kardashians airing, because we are doing Kardashians weekly.
Yes.
Weekly. So basically, every Sunday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will be here to do news and gossip, to do our beauty breakdown segments, and it's going to be so much fun, so make sure you stay tuned. But before doing that, I wanted to get into tea time tonight.
Tea time.
Yes.
Yes. But before, a word from our sponsors. We love our co-founder, her and Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos. She has this podcast that you guys have got to check out. Do you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. The show features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to better yourself in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let Maria be the big sister that you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, you guys. That's what I love about AfterBuzz and yes. Maria in general. Everything is always for free for you guys. But be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us, the Keeping Up the Kardashians panel, who led you there. Yes. But make sure to check out her Conversations with Maria. Check it out, guys. So, it's a really good show. You guys will love it.
Love Maria.
But let's get into tea time.
Tea time.
I don't have any tea. Do you guys have some tea over there? What are you sipping
on? Cheers,
cheers. Of course.
Of course. Well, something that's not shady, but something just really cool in general. The Kardashians are in Tokyo, and they've been having so much fun, and they've been giving us very interesting looks. Here's Courtney.
Their Instagram has been popping with just all this Tokyo fun stuff.
What do you think of this outfit?
I think she looks wonderful.
I'm getting some Britney Spears vibes with those pants.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the red, you know, Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again.
Yes.
That is, it's like part of the one suit, the one piece that Britney wore.
And her shirt says open 24 hours. I'm like, okay.
Okay. Oh.
I like it. She looks great.
Yes. And our next photo is of Kim. Look at this outfit.
Yeah, she got some, people are telling us, I've been reading that everyone thinks her hair's a wig.
It's not.
She's like, no, it's my hair. Exactly. Back off, everyone. It's my hair.
Yeah, going into Tokyo, she actually said that her hair was inspired by like an anime cartoon character. So she's really trying to go for that in this trip. But the design on her like leggings, it's almost like, looks like Tron. You know, like,
I see that.
Tron inspired. But I thought it looked really interesting. I mean, it's definitely not her normal look. Right. But she's wearing like the dad sunglasses and like the my dad wears those types of like fluffy like vest things.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a very dad-esque thing to do. But I mean, she looks great doing it.
She looks great. Last episode of Keeping Up the Kardashians, Kris went blonde because Kim went blonde. So now I'm kind of curious to see now that Kim's has pink hair, will Kris have pink hair?
Oh my gosh, that'd be hilarious.
Oh my gosh, I saw Kim's different looks for her trip and how she's doing like the whole Yeezy season 7 type of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just not here for it, Kim. I'm so sorry,
really?
Girl. It's not my cup of tea personally. I don't like the look like at all.
You don't like any of like Kanye's fashions?
Yeah, I'm not filming this
look. Do you like the shoes? Are you a shoe person?
I don't like the shoes either.
We can't even see the shoes in this picture. What are the shoes?
I know. But like,
probably wearing some form of Yeezy.
That's probably.
Even those boots. She had on like snakeskin boots over there that were Yeezy. Those were ugly to me too. And then she did this whole look. It's very, if I was going to the gym, I don't think it's an everyday look. I'm just not here for it.
She looks like a tourist.
That's so funny. I'm interested to see what Howard's going to think of this next photo then.
Oh, yes. This was the one I absolutely just did not like.
Really?
To me, it does nothing for her legs. The socks at the bottom cut her off, so now she looks even tinier. Mm. The shoes are ugly.
Oh.
Very much so. And I was just not here for this whole futuristic thing.
It's like when they went to Tokyo.
Howard with the fashion. I love it. Fashion expert Howard.
He's going to have to be taking over the beauty breakdown segment.
I just might, because I'm just not feeling it. I understand that it's Kanye's vision, and I don't want to knock anybody's vision here, because I'm not here to crush anybody's dreams, but this outfit is great for a cycling class.
And a workout video.
Exactly.
One of those,
like an 80s workout
video.
Very 80s. But it doesn't go well together. It's too much on the eye. This puffy jacket is great by itself. Each piece is great alone. I want to do it as one.
Definitely.
I wonder where they're
together.
Going.
Yeah.
Probably to get some more crazy outfits.
Right?
The next photo is Chloe rocking her baby bump
in Tokyo. Yes, I love this picture. Yes. I love the tennis shoes with the pink fur jacket. I think that is so funny because, you know, she is pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All pregnant women are allowed to wear whatever shoe they want that fits. So go you doing
that. This is the outfit that I don't really care for. I mean,
really?
What's with, like, the white with the pink and then the add-on of the jacket? Like, she needs to either do, I don't know, like, if she's hiking or what's happening here, but, like, I just not a fan of this outfit, but I am a fan of the baby bump because it's growing so much and she's due.
So beautiful. Yes.
She's due any minute, it seems like. So
I love it. Absolutely love
They're
it.
Having a blast either way, so we love them, of course, and we will stand by them through their fashion
Courtney
choices.
Courtney looks great, too. That's Courtney, right?
I don't think so. I think that's Jen Atkin.
Oh, is it Jen?
I can't tell.
Did Jen go on this trip?
I feel like she didn't.
Honestly, I can't tell from here. I don't have my glasses on.
I will I'm gonna say it's Courtney. I'm most positive.
The next thing I wanted to talk about is we finally get to see Stormy's face. Look how beautiful she is.
I know. Kylie posted. Of course they use filters, though. It's kind of like, if you're going to have the first photo posted of your new baby girl, don't you want to be a nice, organic picture?
No, Facetune. I'm kidding.
Like, no. I mean, gorgeous baby. Stormy looks adorable. Those eyes.
Yes.
But I just, come on. Why the Snapchat filter? Why?
I feel you.
I know.
But it was beautiful, and she's gorgeous, and I'm so happy. The next photo we have is actually Kylie holding Stormy, and they just seem like they're really... I don't know, the baby looks like it's growing so much already.
Yes, I was like, wow, this is a 1 month old?
Hold on, before I get into this picture, it was Courtney in the blue.
Oh, okay.
I verified on the Insta. But let me tell you about this picture. This picture blew up on Instagram when Kylie posted this. She posted two pictures back to back. And I don't know how y'all feel, but it feels like she's just holding an accessory.
Yeah.
What?
It literally looks like she's holding an accessory, and in my opinion, the amount of teen pregnancies and just under eight, like younger pregnancies are just going to be booming because of this.
Wow, that's a
statement.
That's
really how I feel.
Wow.
Love Kylie, like that. But that's really how I feel with the whole, I know she's 20, and I personally feel like that's very young to be having a child, and in my eyes, this photo just looks like she's holding an accessory.
Interesting. See, that's something, like, I was, obviously, it wasn't meant to happen. Like, she didn't plan to have this baby. I mean, it was meant to happen.
Yeah, and it's a love baby, and it's awesome that she, you know, it's kept the baby.
Yeah. See, that's my main thing, is I'm so happy that she, you know, she was shocked. She was like, oh my gosh, I'm having a child. And, you know, she kept it. And I respect her growing up and being like, well, if I'm old enough to have sex, I'm old enough to have a baby type of a thing. And I love how she kept it and how it seems like she loves the baby very much. But that's interesting that you would say that because, I don't know, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, she does kind of look like it's just like, hey, here's a baby type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like a little bit of an accessory. We just have to really wait and see.
Yeah, I want so bad to see more of... Just more than just what these one or two Instagram pictures. I want to see how motherhood is treating her. Mm-hmm. We all know she got her push present from Travis Scott. Mm-hmm. The huge, what car? What kind of car was it?
I don't even know. It was a big black car with the like had the
very
doors that
very expensive car that she got as a quote unquote push present. But I want to see more. I mean, you know, she had her Life of Kylie show. I really want to see
Life of Stormy.
Kylie. Yeah, Life of Stormy and how it's really. How life has changed being a mother.
I wonder if we're going to see this on Keeping Up.
Like, I don't know.
Are we going to see a little bit more of what's going on with her?
Right, because Courtney and Scott, they love having their children on the show.
Right.
You know, we always see Mason, Penelope, Rain, everywhere. And then when Kim had her baby, North and Saint, they were very behind the camera a lot, behind, but now we were seeing more of North, which is nice. Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious to see what Kylie's mindset is about having her baby. And Chloe, too, with her new baby. So will we be seeing these babies on camera like we do for Courtney's, or are they going to be more behind the scenes?
I'm interested. I'm excited to see what's going to happen and how it's going to play out for the next season. I feel like the next season is going to be a lot different than now because by the time it airs, I feel like there's going to be a lot going on. So hopefully they're saving all that juicy, good stuff and content for season 15. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hoping. But something that I wanted to talk to you guys about that's major shade, in my personal opinion, is Beyonce is basically shading Kim in a new song, possibly, in her collaboration with DJ Khaled, husband Jay-Z, and Future. The singer raps, I'm the only lady here, the realest blank in the room. I break the internet, top two, I ain't number two. And is this like the Paper Magazine shade?
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Towards who's...
Possibly Kim. Basically saying, I break the internet, kind of maybe alluding to
Kim's
Paper
Magazine.
Yeah, say
that quote one more time.
She says... I'm the only lady here, still the realest blank in the room. I Break the Internet, top two, and I Ain't Number Two.
Ooh.
Could be a little bit shady.
I feel like
I think it's definitely to Kim. Yeah, mm-hmm. Kim breaking the internet. It's, yeah.
It might be a little shady because rumor has it they don't really get along.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because Jay-Z and Kanye work together on a lot of things.
Interesting. And lastly, Glammasters finally premiered on Lifetime, which was really exciting. I had the chance to talk to Laverne Cox a couple nights ago. Nice. And she was doing a speech at CSUN. Look how washed out I am in this photo. It's hilarious. The flash did not do me well. But she talked to CSUN about her life, her story, and also a little bit about Glammasters. And if you guys haven't checked it out, it's executive produced by Kim. Mm-hmm. So make sure you check it out. And something kind of exciting is on our Kardashians Weekly show that we're going to be starting next week again.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to be having some guests this season from Glammasters in.
So
we're
going
to get to talk to them, see what they think. And who knows, maybe we'll get them to like work on you or Shanti's face a little bit.
Heck yeah, sign me up. I'm all about that glam.
Definitely. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us for the Keeping Up with the Kardashians finale for season 14. Crazy to say. But again, I am joined by my lovely co-panelists. And also, where can everyone find you guys on social media?
Yes, this is the finale, but does not mean Kardashian Weekly is over.
Yes.
So make sure to tune in next week, too. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on all social media platforms at @Rach_Robillard.
And I am Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Sorry. Instagram at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Make sure to hop right over to our next video. We're going to be discussing the finale of Khloé's Revenge Body.
Revenge Body.
So make sure you check that out. And we will talk to you next time. In the meantime, we'll be keeping up with you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.